Tess.
Tess, is it?
I think it is.
Okay.
All right.
It's on the record now.
Thanks. Oh, right. You said.
Okay.
Thanks, Dylan.
Why don't we go into the highway discussion?
Okay.
It wasn't on there, but you're saying that you were ready to talk about it now?
Yeah. Come join us, Chair.
You got missing man formation here?
Yeah, you can.
Pardon me?
No.
I don't know. He's not?
I don't know.
He has not contacted me, so this seat's available.
You can use that chair.
All
right. If he shows up, jump.
Now give him the little kid chair to my left.
Okay, let me start. The Highway Committee has been together a couple times. Jerry has put together a highway maintenance plan. He did it on his own, and we sat and discussed that this town, this board has invested in a new highway superintendent with a good maintenance infrastructure background. We've invested in a town engineer. We've invested in a Cornell road study. That all that information should be used. And ironically, Al presented us with a plan he was putting together, and the two are very, very similar. They are so close. And it involves what Jerry has discussed is some oil and stoning, some surface treatment, and some mill and fill. And it includes a plan to deal with some culverts and some catch basins on Willett, some drainage pipe on Keyhole, and some problems down in Seneca States. And what Jerry explained to us is he would love to do the oil and stone, the mill and fill in May and June and try to bang it out before the heat of the summer gets here. So his plan totals $582,000. Thereabouts, correct?
So we got here. 582.
Hang on.
However, he did add Woods Road, right?
Yeah, no. Something on that. Okay, because
after he looked at Al's plan.
Well, yeah, it was a dead end road that I hadn't been on in a while. And I said, yeah, I'll take a look at it. You know, I mean, that's all I was looking for was some street names from him. And I highlighted everything that was duplicative between his list and mine. Now I'm going to. I just had one of my vendors in. This was revised on 4/15, so just the other day.
Tax
day. Huh?
Tax day.
Well, I guess. What this did for me, though, was, yes, I like having two vendors. I pit one against the other, and this one gets nervous all the time that the other guy might get more work because maybe he's a couple cents cheaper or something, and I let him run with that ball. And he came back with a revised price that dropped his number for these streets by $10,000. So obviously, that's where Woods Road fell in, $9,800 and change. So, you know, I'm always working them to get what we can, okay? Either through their equipment costs or number of days that we need them. Because if you look at the bottom here, you'll see a chipper and a roller for one day for the pieces of equipment is, I'd have to write that in my head, but because he's got it marked as 2 days. Two days on a chipper is $2,400.
That's $750, that's
$1,200. Yeah, so you know, we've bargained with them before to try to cut that cost too. So any way we can as we go along. We've got estimates of stone based on $15 a ton. We haul it in and then we haul it from our yard to the chipper. So that saves us money. Everything we do that we can save money, with our vendors and with ourselves. So But this just dropped us enough to get Woods Road in without changing our numbers, you know, so, you know, I do everything I can that way.
So Woods Road is not on here.
So add Woods Road.
So Jerry,
you could basically add Woods Road to this, yeah, and it shouldn't.
And it doesn't change.
Shouldn't change the.
Is that an oil and stone?
Yes.
Yeah, I would just make the note on it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to add Woods Road to that, you know, mostly because it just makes sense, you know, it's in our circle that we're going to run that vendor by. One of the biggest things we try to do is group the streets by area, so that we're not moving this equipment all over town, because it costs you per day for the chipper and the special rubber tired roller that we don't own for rolling the oil and stone. So if we group our stuff and hit an area, we save mobilization on equipment.
987887 to be exact. So that number, that new number is exact. It's a little high. 987887.
Well, you could add it to that, but whatever.
Yeah, well, this is the agreement, the management plan that
we're
entertaining.
I know.
Sign something.
Basically, though, there will be adjustments in that anyway. You see, there's a line to the right of the column of numbers.
Yes,
those are the estimated numbers, you know. So some of those estimated numbers, I'll just throw one out to you that's probably on there. Look at Crane's watch on the oil and stone.
Do you get another copy of that?
This? No.
This?
I can go make copies.
No, I have a, well, I have the one that I have.
If you're fine. I'll just share. I'll share with Bob.
Okay. I gave you one.
Just now?
No. It was in your box weeks ago. On about the 28th of March.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
Okay. Yeah, that's all in one little packet.
All right. I didn't know if that was an updated one.
Yeah. No, this is the same one. Okay. Right. The update we're making right now is adding Woods Road to it.
Okay.
But I just wanted him to look on that list for me. Crane's watch. What are you showing for?
$5,022.
Oil and stone. Okay, so we'd have to add 29.30 and 538. 35.
Can you calculate?
Basically 3,500. And what are you showing for Crane's watch?
5,000.
Okay, that's what the difference in the oils made by having him update his price list.
That's to one road, so what does it do to all?
Well, he's not all the roads.
Okay.
He's certain roads and Midland's certain roads. That's why we split between vendors, so their prices end up tighter.
And explain, what was Al talking about, a current contract that we have? Are these the vendors on that contract?
No, these are different, you know, these are the same guys we used last year. He's talking about the contract with Roselli for mill and fill.
Oh,
okay. And the problem we're going to run into, I had Seneca Stone approach me, okay, about, hey, geez, we'd be interested in doing some work for the town. I guess they did the base, the binder coat on Mercer when they did the reconstruct.
Yes.
And then last year I did the top on it with Roselli. Nobody was dissatisfied with their work or anything, so they approached me wondering if they could get some more work from us, and they threw some numbers at me. Those are in the truck, but I got them almost in my head. There's the escalation thing right now hitting us. Like in a couple of days it's going to hit again, May 1st, so numbers are going to change again. Okay, so when I did my mill and fills, alright, I used as numbers, I used $60.73 per ton in place. Al was using 56. I don't think you're going to get it for that. So I wanted my buffer, okay? Seneca Stone came in at 57.50, but there was a big difference between him and Roselli. Roselli, we had to supply flaggers for the mill, flaggers for the paving, which was three all the time. And that basically costs me, my men, okay, cost me $1,000 a day. That's real money. And to have three men tied up flagging, it also drains my staff from getting other things ready. So Seneca Stone, though, the proposal he gave me, the $5,750, the square yard milling cost was 75 cents, okay, which is very close to Roselli's mill cost. The tack coat was $3 with Seneca Stone. I think it's still $3 with Roselli, or was, okay. The difference was, though, is Seneca Stone, we're not touching it.
They provide flagging.
They're doing the milling, they're doing the sweeping, they're doing the flagging, they're all traffic control, everything, I'm hands off. And they're right there with the same dollars. And so you got to take that $1,000 a day and put that in the equation, and it bodes well for Seneca Stone. I'd like to seriously consider using them. We had the contract that we did last spring with Roselli's that we can exercise the option of extending it out 18 months, which would encompass this spring, you know, if we want to. Al said at one of the last meetings, you know, do you want to rebid it? You know how we bid it ourselves last year? And I said, yes, you know, if that's what's required. I mean, I can call up Dale and Rich and I can say, hey, what's our current, based on escalations and everything, what are you going to be charging me per ton in place? What are you going to be charging me for tack? I already got the numbers from the other guy, you know, but I'll recall him and say, have they changed with you? Because it's probably been 3 weeks or so, and we're coming to May 1. So I want to reconnect with both those vendors and get their May prices.
But that's because not included, honestly, on what you're...
I estimated at these numbers, so we're safe. Okay, with the numbers I have on mill and fill,
you're
and the
high
quantities, I'm high on purpose because this is changing every month. Sure. Now, I can probably save us a boatload of money if I can work with the crew that's going to come in and do everything, flagging and everything. It won't strip my manpower. Okay. And if I dial the phone and say to Seneca, hey, come start next week, you know, in May. Last year, we didn't get to do any mill and fill until June, so we got hit with the June escalation, too. I know the July one, we finished on June 29th with all oil and stone and all mill and fill. We finished with Roselli on the 29th. And one of my vendors came to me and said, boy, you're lucky you got that done when you did, because the July escalation would have cost us another $40,000. So, you know, time is of the essence, because that's 40 grand that I can fix a culvert or something somewhere with. So it's all about the getting them lined up.
Okay, so Jerry, I'm sorry, Bob.
No, you go ahead.
You've already added this Woods Road.
Yep.
But you've added it through a savings that we've already realized.
It's not
so
there,
it's not
right.
Technically, it isn't going to change that much.
Right.
Okay.
But it's on the list.
And it's on the list. So that's right. That's good. The other 200. Out of the 780.
Here's what I did just for simplification.
Okay. Right, so this is the number that I was talking about. This this number right here.
That's what's left based on these costs in this plan. And the only thing you don't see, if you look at the back of the plan, flip the page one more time, okay. You see we had some question marks here? These are included. These are a question mark, because certain amount of footage of that problem in Seneca Estates will be on us. The rest of it will be on the drainage district.
Right.
And we don't know what we got there until we dig the ground up. That's a scary one there.
And so that's what you're thinking some of. So I guess I have two questions.
Yep.
And then my question number one is, so you come in low on this number here.
Yeah, let's hope.
Right. Well, you told me we would.
So. Well, we did last year, so it worked last year.
So we come in low, then your plan is to pick up another road out of this money.
Mm-hmm.
Your plan is to pick up another road like you did Woods Road. Is that accurate?
Well, what I want to do, I'm okay with just doing these roads. I just wanted to add Woods because of the instant savings I had before we even got out of the gate. Because it needs doing.
So you don't have to add that.
Okay. So the number's not going to change.
Right.
So what I'm looking at.
So let's say you come in low here. What's your.
As we go along, what my plan is, as we go along, each one of these, we have a cost on it, and we added this column for you.
Thank you.
Because we didn't have it last year.
Yes, I appreciate it.
So I do that as we go along. Each road's completed, and I will put the numbers down, and I keep a running tally.
Right.
Whatever we can tally. I mean, there might be one. The problem we run into as we go down these roads, like right now on Dunham, we cut it open today and had to change one. We did a culvert on your road yesterday that wasn't in any plan anywhere. The shoulder road caved in. So that little buffers that you have here and there along the way may help us with some of these. I have five culverts to do between Dunham and Emmerich right now. And Dunham and Emmerich are on our oil and stone list.
All right, so one may be high, one may
be low.
Maybe
so
they even out, maybe when they don't.
Well, as we go along, I'm hoping we've got a little left out of each of these, God willing.
Right. Yeah.
And when I get to the bottom, that, whatever is plus, is going to get added to the 174.
That's what I wanted to
say. Yep.
Okay, because that's my second question. What's your plan for that?
Okay. If you notice right here below that, we still had the question marks of Seneca States.
Yep.
We still got crack seal, okay? And we've got some pipe, but we've been eating it up on culverts right now. But we had gotten some pipe. We had some in stock. We've got some basins in stock for Willett Parkway. We did six catch basins last year, moved them out of the road,
yep,
back beyond the curb. I'd like to do at least six or I wanted to do 12 this year.
Right?
Six locations, mm-hmm, okay? And last year we did ones that were literally caving in, you know, one down here, one over there. I'd like to now start at one end of Willett and do a section because eventually the surface itself is going to need repaving.
Sure.
So I'd like to at least have basins done in some sections. There's 120 of them on Willett. So that's, if you did 12 a year, you're talking 10 years just to change those.
Right.
And they're about $1,000 a pop. So that's what I'm working on. That's what why this says drainage pipe and catch basins down here. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if we don't find too many more bad ones as we're getting these roads prepped, we might have enough pipe to go with the catch basins to do the Willett, but if we don't, there's a cost there. Mm-hmm. Seneca States, that's a question mark all the way around. But at least a lot of that will be on the drainage district, not on the highway. Crack seal, we didn't even get to touch that last year. I would at least like to, and this stuff ain't cheap, but I would at least like to, everywhere we do mill and fills, where we put new hot asphalt up against old asphalt as we mill on by, I want to at least be able to seal all those locations, plus the locations of the ones we did last year. And then there's certain other roads I've noticed some longitudinal cracking on, deep glade, right down the middle of the road. That road only got done like 3 years ago. So, you know, I'm not going to do what you've seen in some places where it looks like someone...
Yeah.
You almost coated the road with crack seal. I'm not going to do that. It just doesn't economically work.
This list here,
mm-hmm,
is that included in this 580?
You said this stuff is. Where the numbers are, these are included.
Yep.
So there's.
Okay. So these are included.
Yeah, if you, right here.
23,000.
The 15,500 and the 3.
Known extras, okay. 23. So if you take the mill and fills and the oil and stones, and you add those up, and you subtract them from the 780, and then you take the known 23,000,
gotcha,
you end up at 174,848, yeah, approximately.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, anything we can save along the way will get added back to the 174, and hopefully we'll have all those numbers very early July. Okay, we'll have this bulk of the work done, and then we can decide, you know, well, obviously Seneca States we have to address. There's a sinkhole in the road down there, you know, and we can pick how much crack seal based on gallon price. There's another option where we may rent the equipment and do some of it ourselves. So, you know, that's why I say there's variables. It's all going to be based on what can I add back to that 174 mid-construction season. Then we can pick our poisons from there, you know,
gotcha, mm-hmm,
whether it's part of Mott or, you
or
know.
Even the list that Bob was talking about earlier.
Yeah. Well, like up where you are, you know, we did all that work and we started shoring up the bank.
with Rip Rock along that creek. We still need a couple more loads there to finish that, and then we got to guardrail it.
All right, so
guardrail it. I'm sorry.
I'm hearing we've got a plan for 580 and change, and we got about $175,000 left over. So should we park that money someplace, and then you'll come back with a plan?
Yeah, so I'm crafting something that
that is our plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be it's going to be July-ish if that makes you comfortable.
You come back.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I think it's pretty straightforward.
It's.
I mean, if I have $1,000 left to December 10th, I might get another catch basin or something.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
to help get us out for next year.
So, motion seconded by to appropriate $174,848 plus unused funds from the initial management plan to a reserve account to be allocated by second phase management plan.
Right. That's fine. That works.
And I'll give you my word that if in between this a 580 and we park that other thing and you discover something, oh my God, we better fix it, you come right back.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We had one of those today, but we worked it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't.
No, I mean, you wouldn't have believed it.
But,
yeah.
You know.
And I'll say for 2019. That's good.
I have a couple questions.
Go for it.
What are you thinking about, I don't know, out in front of your shop? West Entry, Henkel, what is it there? West Entry?
Okay, West Entry, there was a...
Where does Henkel stop?
Henkel starts right there by our shop. West Entry ends right in front of our shop.
Okay.
Goes from Willett to our shop. So that would be your West Entry project. That's over $500,000 to fix that road. To do it right. We did do some under drainage last year. We did get rid of a rutted spot. It's held.
Yep.
So shows it works. There's a couple of other spots where we could do a little bit of that. But we put in, a letter came out back in January
on a
TIP
grant.
Yeah. And it was an 80-20 cost share grant. So if we can get, and West Entry, Drake's, and Willett in their entireties were what we would call eligible roads under that grant program. They were basically blue lines on the map, so they would qualify.
Okay.
Now, we're not looking at Drake's, we're not looking at Willett, we're looking at West Entry.
Major feeders.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember the exact classification. There were a bunch of them that would bring them into the realm of this grant might work for you. So, but it's an 80-20 cost share. So that grant, we probably won't have an answer on. I think it's referred to as a TIPS grant.
Okay.
We probably won't have an answer until late June. See, so again, that kind of falls into the realm of, let me tell you, if there's 174 left come July 4th and I get that TIP grant and it's an 80-20 and it's a $500,000 road, I'll put the 100 in to get that road fixed. If they're going to put 400 in, I'll put the 100 in. That's going to be like pennies from heaven to fix. That road is monstrous and it's in really rough shape.
And what's your thoughts on Mott Road?
Well, let's say the TIP grant don't happen. And then we got the 174 plus whatever we can put with it.
I think we're going to get 40 from the county.
40 for
40,000 just for an infrastructure
investment.
God, I wish they'd give me some for Barber Lane. That was last year, and
we got 75,000.
They're going to give it to us
2 years ago.
I know.
Just take it.
I know.
You'll find a job for it, I'm sure.
Well, Barber was on our list last year, and we didn't touch it, and we didn't put it back on the list this year.
So to let you know, we're trying to get the county to take a few roads. And pay us to plow them.
They can have Barbara.
They can have most of the roads that we're talking about.
Really? West Entry.
Let's hope.
Now, let me ask you this since we're talking. Why would they want to take West Entry, let's say?
Well, because the county's talking about a bunch of programs, specifically like the sewer program, to help municipalities with their burdens.
Mm-hmm.
Our sewers are in good shape and the sewer districts are well funded, so it's not as beneficial to us.
Critical.
So there's other things that the county could be doing for us specifically as a municipality infrastructure wise. And so we've talked about those types of things. Not saying that we wouldn't get rid of our sewers, but...
They maintain them, we plow.
They pay us.
Oh, yeah, no,
they
I...
They pave them, we plow.
I still have never got that cost analysis done, you know.
And so the, so the reason why the county might consider that...
It's on another desk.
...is it's in that road is the feeder for the Radisson Corporate Park, and that's an essential economic engine for Onondaga County. So it's in their best interest to keep that road up, and it's a huge burden for us.
I'd like them to take Barber Lane because it's their sewage treatment plant at the end that's destroying that road.
Exactly. So, and then Willett Parkway, too. You're talking about a four-lane boulevard that if you could go back in time and redesign Radisson, maybe you wouldn't have a two-mile, four-lane boulevard for a driveway.
It's not even four lanes. I hate that road.
That's how they mark it.
I know.
And now it's a truck route.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the way to...
With granite curb.
West Entry. Yeah.
So, it's like, you know...
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The surface itself isn't in horrible shape. It's the infrastructure
underneath it.
Drain grates. Yep. I mean, why we put them where we drive, I'll never know. So we don't anymore.
The road is so many times the manhole is right where the tire goes.
Oh, yeah. you should see what it's like on a plow when you hit those drain grates on Willett.
Yeah, so this is the motion. Oh, wait. So that, no, that's it. That'll be motion E.
This has to be changed, too, because it has 780 on it.
Well, that's. No, it's the number that we're approving tonight is 575, and that includes Woods Road.
I understand that, but the form that we have to sign has 780 in it.
That's the total.
Yeah, but we're going to change that number to 585.
Good.
Or what he proposed today, and then there's going to be a second resolution behind that.
Understood.
For the balance.
Yeah.
I just had a couple of technical questions on this, and I know enough about highways to be dangerous. So just bear with me.
Yours has a bump in it.
Only because I've made so many right-hand turns where Burned Dairy is going up Emmerich Road. There's something wrong at the end of that road. Seriously.
Where are you talking?
Emmerich and 370.
If you're on 370, especially if you're making the right off of 370 going up, that there's something, you can't just oil and stone that. I mean, there's something wrong at that intersection.
First X number of feet are not ours.
That's what I was going to ask you.
That's state.
So
they blended it into 370.
It's a mess. I mean, you have to almost come to a
stop. As you come down Emmerich, all of a sudden you dip down to 370.
I technically can't touch that.
All right, so how far off 370? Because I'm talking
I'd have to see what their right-of-way is.
Can you go take a look at that at some point?
You know where the driveway is to the mulch pile?
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is literally 40 feet.
Yeah. You can actually see where they end and we start.
They messed it up so bad. I mean,
there's also the water main break there through 4 years
so
ago.
So can we tell the state in some polite way to fix the damn thing? Because it's bad. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, we'll put Jerry on that.
Yeah. Turn me loose. Make sure you do it late in the day,
just
too.
Just make sure it's not our problem. You're right. That it's...
31 and River has the same issue.
All right. I guess
most of the roads are tying into 370. Right.
I'm just asking you to make sure it's not our problem. Make that...
Yeah, if it's in the first 25 feet, it ain't us.
All right. So that's one thing, and I'm just curious.
There was elevation difference when they rebuilt 370. They went back to Dunham or Emmerich and they shaved it down.
You know,
as you pull into the stop sign.
Is there a difference between 1A stone and 1 stone?
Or yes.
There is. Okay.
Yes. 1A
size.
Ones are is smaller. Okay. Now, in a place, and this is what makes things weird. Seneca states the tract in its entirety is all oil and stone except for Crane's Watch. Crane's Watch must have been the last street put in there. It's got the concrete sluices.
That was an add-on.
Yep. Everywhere else in that entire development, it goes blacktop to grass. Your drainage is off in the grass. Okay. That's the only street in there that goes concrete to concrete and was technically a hot road. It's alligator and out bad, so to preserve it in as reasonable way as possible, I don't have the number in front of me right now, Crane's Watch.
That wasn't the one that you changed.
Yeah, let's say it's like $4,000, okay, for $4,000, and it's fairly long. I don't know what the footage off the top of my head, but We can go in there for $4,000 and oil and stone that with 1As, which are finer, which will give a better rideability for people that are used to hot asphalt. They won't yell at us as much, especially if as soon as it sets, we sweep. And that's what I've also got planned for the one end of, what is that, South Ivy. There's a little section of that that has been neglected. It goes all the way over to the Blueberries dead ends. So I wanted to hit those two pieces with 1As just for rideability. In the very near future, that entire development needs to be oil and stoned. And that's when the decision will be, will it be 1s everywhere or 1As everywhere?
Gotcha.
Same thing in Dutchman's. If you looked at that list, you'll see Dutchman's. That was a oil. That was a hot asphalt road. It's got the concrete sluices. So was Olive. Got the concrete sluices, was hot asphalt. But the surfaces are, if we neglect them in all ways, we can't afford to mill and fill them, obviously. The dollars don't go far enough. But if I throw, since we're right there in the area, I can hit them with some 1As, get some half-decent rideability. And all the stone is for is to keep you from driving in the oil. We're trying to seal it to preserve the surface. So,
the right thing to do. Makes sense.
We should get 5 to 7 years out of that preservation technique, even on that road, so with the finer stone. See, the coarser stone, like we'll use on your road, it wears longer. With our blades running over them, it's coarser.
So when we sign this, though, we're going to have this number changed?
Yep.
Okay.
So in previous years, there was always, I hate to say it turned into an argument, not with you, but with your predecessor over something, hot mix, cold mix or something. We're not dealing with that anymore?
That we'll end up dealing with eventually. Wheaton Road's a good candidate for that, what they call the pug mill or cold process.
Yep.
That shouldn't have been done on Drake's. Too high traffic a road. Yours is not as high traffic a road. Country road. Drake's should not have been changed. It was a hot asphalt. Should have stayed a hot asphalt. Got pug milled. That's why there's the ripples in it, because it's too high traffic a road. So every time a bus stops or a garbage truck stops, it slides the pavement, so to speak. Your road will be okay for that process, because your road rides horrible right now.
It's not in terrible shape.
No, but it's like this when you're going down.
I'm just curious, again, naive, I don't know. Why do you not use oil and stone on Wheaton Road?
We do, and have. But the cold mix, when you put oil and stone on his road, it doesn't get rid of any of the whoop-de-doos. It doesn't correct any of that. Cold mix, you could go down through there, and basically it reapplies a new road.
A level surface.
And then you come back over that in oil and stone within a short period of time, like the following year, you got to let it breathe out first. So it'll make its rideability better. It makes it easier for us to plow. The only thing is you don't put it on a high traffic road and it's good in the country because it moves without cracking. If you did your road with a hot asphalt, we'd get heaves and cracks all over the place. It's more flexible. That cold mix process is more flexible. Hot mix, it has no flexibility. So
we're not even doing any roads like that this year?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, good.
I was going to do Kramer and was $30,000 to do 1,000 feet. So that's in the pile for 2020.
And again, I know nothing about this.
I mean, just as a quick example, just to give you something fast here, and like I say, I want to have this all sorted for you in the fall, okay, as far as monies. It'll help at budget time to know what next year definitely should bring plus, okay? But just so you know, here was one of my little cheat sheets when I was checking roads. I called it Radisson North. We're doing that. That's Field's End. That's Mariners. They're on the list there. That's in the mill and fill category, okay? Wanted to do this section called Radisson South. That was over here off of Drake's. I can't remember all the names. But when money started being tabulated, you know, first you go look at the dream list, everything you'd like to do that year, and then I had to pare it out right out of the gate, and that there was $131,000 right there, just that one yank. So, you know, something I wanted to do this year that could have been done this year is not getting done this year. So there's 131 out of next year's already. So same thing with the oil and stones. I had Kibbe, I had Rabbit, I had a bunch. Kibbe is like $44,000, long road. Rabbit was in the 30-some-odd thousand dollars. I mean, there's 70 grand. You know, so it doesn't take long to tally up $780,000 when you got long roads.
Do you this agreement, the way we're modifying it, we just have a number for general repairs. This is typically broken up between general repairs and permanent improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have this broken out between general repairs and permanent improvements?
We do that as we buy materials and pay vendors. And this is one of those things that's really hard when you've got, our budget is split between two sides in the construction.
So in the motion,
we end up transferring it back and forth to balance it between the work.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll combine the general repairs and permanent improvements for the sum of 500 and what did we come up with?
I got it.
The new number
right here.
Gary, what happened to Patrick Road? Just 200 feet of it?
582.
That's the end where it hits Connington Point Way.
Sure. Okay.
That last 200 feet, there's a culvert under there. That road, all of Connington Point was done on a slag base. It was the only place in the whole town that was done that. Mistake. Okay. And that culvert at the end of Patchett, before you get to Connington Point Way, it didn't settle where the culvert is, but it did ahead of it and behind it, and it's been a launch and bump down there for years, and now the road's all cracked, so we're going to mill that off from the end of what was a cold process. We're going to mill that off and mill off Chillingham all the way, Connington Point Way all the way down to Chillingham, because there's other places, if you drive it, where we've already milled off pieces where the road humped up, just so you could plow it. So over the last couple of years.
How long is Woods?
Hang on. Woods Road, 2,112 feet, because it goes both sides of the river. Hammerheads both ways.
2,112.
Yeah, basically 0.40 for mileage.
0.40,
22 feet wide.
All right, so we'll go from 15.14 to 15.54.
Yep.
Approximately. Vague it up a little bit.
Everything's approximate.
So Tony, the motion's going to sound something like this. Can I get a motion to have the town supervisor sign the agreement between the town superintendent of the town of Lysander, Lanada County, New York, and undersigned members of the board?
There you go.
For general repairs and permanent improvements for an estimate for an amount of $582,150.94. Expended for primary work and general repairs upon 15.54 miles of town highways.
That's fine.
And then, listen, Dave Riley.
Right, Dave? That sounds like he's just...
No. I want to listen to the next one.
All right, and then, so that's going to be item D, and then item E is going to... We're going to have a motion... Seconded by to appropriate $174,848 plus unused funds from the initial maintenance plan into a reserve account to be allocated by a second phase pavement management plan for 2019.
You want to tack on
that? Makes sense.
So basically what we're going to do this year is we're going to have two management plans. We're authorizing $582,000 and change for an initial management plan to get road work started. You're going to move through that, hopefully end up with some sort of a balance. Estimates are a little conservative. And then with the remaining money of $174,000 and change, plus remaining balance to go towards a second management plan authorized, submitted by the superintendent and authorized by the board.
Did you say you want to move the $174,000 to a reserve?
Yes.
And then when he submits...
Not a capital reserve.
And then when he submits the second plan, we'll move it out of reserve back into...
Yes. All right. Bueno. Anything else?
Right.
That was good. Because I've got two executive sessions I got to call. If we're good. All right, Jerry,
no,
good
I
job.
I think we're good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So can I get a motion to move Jerry. Into an executive session?
Good discussion. I'll move that.
Oh. Second concerning that? Two personnel matters?
Don't edit.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Well, how do you pause this? Did you just hit the red button?